Goodness, chapter 15, doing better than your best 20, 24. Chapter 15, doing better than your best 20, 24. I cannot do better than my best by myself. Only God can change time, space, dimensions, and me. Doing better than my best is not possible without divine intervention. It is not possible. Many people in prison say the same thing. Hey, man, I was just out there doing the best I could. I get that, man, because clearly most of the time my best is not only not good enough, but it can get me put in prison, right? So what changed in me? I don't know exactly what changed, but I can tell you what the change has accomplished in me. I can't tell you what changed exactly, but I can tell you what those changes accomplished in me. What changed would be hard to explain because the change comes without knowledge. At the time, faith is all I had, and that is all I needed. Philemon 6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You got to think about these scriptures, kids. Proverbs 3, 5, 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. It doesn't say anything there. As soon as you figure out how it all works, go ahead and go for it. To survive this world, I need a supernatural solution. I try never to forget that. There is only one way to get a supernatural solution. John 14, 6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Situations are so challenging, aren't they? Embarrassing, costly, mishandled, unfair, unrealistic, impossible. And the list goes on and on. I can't beat it on my own. He says, I will be with you. I will protect you. I will be your strength. I will never leave you or forsake you. In Psalm 46:10, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Something was different back then. Yeah, it was a long time ago, but I remember something was different right away. And I was better at being myself. But sometimes for only just barely a few moments, right? And I wanted more of those moments. I wanted more. I was better at being me, and I wanted to be better at being me more often, right? Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Something was in me that could do a lot more than I ever had done before, and that something is him, the Lord. Now, the enemy, the devil, the opposition, chaos stood against me then and right this second. Spiritual forces transpire to destroy. That's in Ephesians 2:2. The spirit that's now working in the sons of disobedience. Who was the sons of disobedience? Everybody in the devil's camp. Long story short, Satan, Lucifer, serpent, Leviathan, tempter, all the same. It is the evil one. My best is not enough to come against such matters. So what to do? My best is not enough to come against such matters. What to do? 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. We are all fighting the same enemy. And we are all plagued by insufficient information, incomplete concepts, broad judgment of what is profitable. What is profitable? We're stubborn. How do I deal with the way it is? How do I just deal with the way it is? When I'm wrong about the way it is, how do I deal with the way it is when I'm wrong about it? I need more, and I'll bet that might be you as well. You see, sometimes I don't have the knowledge. I need faith. Faith in God goes a long way. It goes the distance. Hebrews 7:25, therefore, He is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. God. In the book of Luke is a story of a loving father having a possessed child. Gosh, don't we all have those? Having a possessed child, that's like everyday occurrence these days, right? The man pleaded with Jesus, heal the boy and cast out the demon, and the man needed a better than his best scenario, because he wasn't cutting it. He was doing his best as a dad, and he had a possessed child. I can identify. Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help me, help my unbelief. Wow. Isn't that you and me? Well, by that simple prayer, Jesus granted better than best, gave the man stronger faith, and the child immediately healed. Am I teachable? Get that. Apparently, did I learn from that? That dad's faith got better, then the kid got better. But dad prayed to God to do better than his best, because his best wasn't enough faith. By that simple prayer request, Jesus granted better than best faith, and the child immediately healed. Am I teachable? Not attainable without him. I'm not teachable without him. Without Christ, I'm a cell phone without a charger, a Maserati without gas, a flashlight without batteries. Basically, I'm a jackass without God. You might be able to relate to that, right? Matthew 22:14, for many are called, but few are chosen. Oh, so what's the risk? What if you decide to walk the fence, neither all the way in or out? What's the risk? Everything. Without wisdom that's beyond me, I can only get that from God, wisdom without beyond me, knowledge I don't have, and discernment to tell the difference, there might be a loss of everything. Everything, leaving me without my destiny. Job 1:20b, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Scary stuff, I'd say. The world is scary enough without tempting disaster. The world's scary enough without saying, I'll do it myself, I don't need God. Without tempting disaster. The yield of such behavior, I've said it throughout the years of my ministry, the memory. We lose everything, and then we have the memory of being special, and we're not special anymore. We got a memory of being special, don't we? Boy, I caught a fish this big. I used to own a company. I was the president of everything. You don't have anything. It's hard out here without God. It's hard with God. But with God, you can win. Titus 1. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also rebuke those who contradict it. You got to be able to stand with people to give them hope in a world that contradicts God. Good advice. I need that daily. I hear this daily. I hear everything against God every day. And what about success? What happens when we get success? Even in the little things and the not so little things. To do better than my best and receive success, I remember two things. When I am succeeding, number one, dangerous waters are dead ahead when success has been achieved. Remember that, Fritz. I'm doing good. Things are great. Dangerous waters are dead ahead when success has been achieved. And number two, to give God the glory for all of it, all the time, every time. God, give God the glory for all of it, all the time, every time. Why? Because I can easily slip backwards into my very best thinking, I call it. My very best thinking. Yes, my best thinking got me nearly dead in my life. My best thinking. Having listened to many preachers, I'm sure hell is filled with a lot of screaming, crying, similar statements, familiar statements that we say and have said in our life. It's not my fault. I'm a victim. I didn't understand. They did it to me. I'm innocent. I'm sure hell is full of those voices. I only have a brief, very brief time to do the good work. And so do you. What's on your agenda today? Are you worried about tomorrow? Are you worried about the next day? Or the next? Or a year from now? Or more? James 4:13 says, "Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Wow, that's a wake-up call, isn't it? Dimension jumpers, all of us, like we're going to be here forever, concerned about the future, the past, who thinks what, when we get what, blah, 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 who, what, where, when, why. I'm learning to be one chore at a time. I'm just learning to be me one chore at a time. Now, that's something that you can get something done. Asking always for the wisdom only he can provide. Let God be God, Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Chapter 15, how do you do better than your best? Well, you got to know some stuff. First, you got to know God, yeah. Learn about shortcuts. Generally not good. Before God, there's all kinds of shortcuts. I can do this in a pyramid scheme, and I can this and that, and I'll get. Generally not good. You've heard the old saying, there's never enough time to do it right, but always enough time to do it over, right? Traps and blessings, I talk about them all the time. They look the same up front, but they're not. God gives me what I need. What I want, maybe not so good. God gives me what I need, and what I want, maybe not so good. You know, I get the question, are they ever the same? Yeah. You know what? They are sometimes. In the Lord, I begin to want different things. And those things I want in a born-again package, those things I need. How do I do that? How do I know? Well, I know what helps: prayer, supplication, fellowship, patience. Patience, yeah. Am I still fooled now and again by traps and blessings? Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, and sometimes because of that, I take matters into you-know-who, into my own hands, right? Because I'm so incredibly brilliant, right? Without God. Proverbs 12:15, the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. Is that me? Yeah. Now and again, I get trapped, deceived. Sometimes people go so far that they create something I call the origin of failure. That last decision that begins the lead to the end of a person's destiny, and sometimes life itself. Origin of failure, that last decision that you start on a path to a free fall, where it's over. You're on your path, and nothing seems to be able to stop us when we get on that path. But, hey, alas, isn't that a great word? Alas, God gives second chances, and third, and more. He gives a lot of chances. The problem is, there's a risk. When's the last chance? I'm not comfortable with the risk anymore. I remember the story of Samson. He took it one time too far, didn't he? Instead of giving God the credit for his strength, he blamed his strength on a lot of things. A hair band, of this, of that. And finally, his last one was his hair. He blamed his strength on many things. And one, finally, was his hair. And God had had enough. And Scripture says, he did not know God had left him. Oh, I don't want that. God protected me when I was his enemy. He loved me when I was his enemy. He went to the cross and died for me when I was his enemy. I do not want to risk losing him now. Part of the recovery of a company is walking back, you know, to the exact location where you made that point, that incorrect decision, that origin of failure. It's walking that path back, ultimately that place where you started down the wrong way that cost you everything. The teaching of the missteps. When you go back the way you came, you see where you misstepped. The beginning of better than your best. God is showing you information moving forward. And he's loving you while it's happening. In God's mercy, a believer can turn to the correct direction and be given from the hands of fate into the hands of destiny. Doesn't that sound cool? To be given from the hands of fate into the hands of destiny. That, my friends, is better than your best. Again, only with God can this be achieved. I've witnessed that blessing in clients. Miracles. I see them every day, many times. Over the years, I can't count how many times I've witnessed the blessing in clients. I've also witnessed those who make it all the way back to that origin of failure, that point of safety, and then they opt out and turn away from the Lord's blessing. I've seen them turn right back around and go right back down the wrong way. At the crossroads, my very best could easily choose incorrectly. You get it? My best, maybe your best, could easily choose incorrectly when you stand at the crossroads. You stand at the crossroads one more time and make the wrong choice. Oh, well, be of good cheer, my friends. In the Lord, our hearts are mended, and our belief in Christ may save us from even ourselves. I don't know, I'm pretty stubborn, right? How could he say? Well, he does. John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And if you follow him, you overcome the world. Oh yeah, my brain is a dangerous neighborhood. I never want to go in there alone, right? Your brain is a dangerous neighborhood. Don't go in there by yourself, right? Beware of the voices in your head. There are two, the voice of reason, I talk about it all the time, and the voice of treason. The voice of reason and the voice of treason, God and not God. Waiting for the Lord is challenging. Taking matters into my own hands is familiar, right? Waiting for the Lord is challenging. I don't want to do that. If I take matters into my own hands, it seems familiar. I say to me and to you, learn a better way. Psalm 37:7, be patient. Wait for the Lord to act. Don't be worried about those who prosper or those who succeed in their evil plans. Don't give in to worry or anger. It only leads to trouble. Wow, how many times that happened in my life? We serve a very powerful God. Doing better than your best, requires fortitude and an overcoming of the sinful, selfish nature. 1 minute at a time. It's all the time. But for that, the benefits are great. But to overcome myself, impossible without God and the blood of the cross. Job 4:16, a form stood before my eyes and I heard a hushed voice. Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can even a strong man be more pure than his maker? Let that sink in a second. What is the world saying right now? A form stood before my eyes and I heard a hushed voice. Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can even a strong man be more pure than his maker? No, is the answer. Unwittingly, our best thinking would suggest such things. And now the world believes just that of itself. Well, nobody would ever admit that they think they're smarter than God. Oh yeah, they do. I've heard them. I've seen them talk that way. Satan fell from heaven with just such a thought. He acted on that thought. Chapter 15, doing better than your best. One might ask, Where do I start? How does all this chapter 15 do better than your best? Okay, where do I start? It's a daunting task, I know. It's a daunting task. I know. I'll tell you where I started. I started at the beginning. The day he opened my eyes, I started that day, 1 foot in front of the other. Until I fell down, got up, fell down again. But with the help of the Master, the mercy of an all-powerful Jesus, I begin again. A few steps further than the day before. Sometimes not many steps at all, sometimes quite a few. And so it has been for the last 40 plus years. And God willing, may it be as such for all times. Timothy spoke to me in a scripture, and perhaps he will do the same for you as we close. 2 Timothy 1:6. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Oh, gosh, let me say that again to you. You all are so incredibly talented and gifted, every one of you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Wow. I want that. I want that for me, and I want that for you. Father, I do believe I do my best. I do believe I do my best. Help me with my fear to overcome and do better than my best, to offer you all that I have to give. Chapter 15, Doing Better Than Your Best, 2024. Amen, amen. My buddy, let's get these people on the road.